Route 66 is full of pieces of Americana, and in central Illinois, you'll find a drive-in over 70 years old, and customers traveling from other continents just to experience it. It's a classic meal on a classic road on this edition of the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Route 66 begins in Chicago, Illinois. Bill Kelly knows the miles that pass through his state very well, having been executive director of the Illinois Route 66 National Scenic Byway.
One of the great things about being able to travel on a legend like Route 66 is you're be able to stop, talk to the people that have been here since the beginning, and Cozy Dog has been here since the 1940s.
Bill and I sat down with Sue and Tony Waldmeier. Tony's grandfather established the Cozy Dog back in the 1940s.
My grandfather had a friend named Don Strand, whose father was a baker. Working together, they developed the batter that will stick to the Cozy Dog.
It is a hot dog on a stick, but if you've never had one, well, you'll just have to come here and taste the difference.
Once Don Strand had the batter recipe going and he was selling Cozy Dogs on cocktail forks, he discovered that vertically frying the Cozy Dogs rather than floating them reduced cook time, made them cook more evenly, and to do so, he invented his own racks.
Those vertical frying racks were patented. It is a corn dog masterpiece.
We use our original recipe batter that has been unchanged over the decades. We use a fresh Oscar Mayer hot dog, and the dogs are dipped fresh per order, so you're not getting soggy, fair-style corn dog.
Tony says there are two groups of customers, the loyal local diners and the traveling crowd who are passing by on Route 66 and have heard of the famous Cozy Dog.
It's an honor and a privilege to be a part of it and to get to have so much fun here. Here we all love our job.
Traveling the Countryside on Route 66 in Springfield, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.